And now it's time for The Last Call with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Today's gospel lesson is from John 17, a section of scripture that's known as Christ's High Priestly Prayer. John 17 is Jesus' longest recorded prayer in all the Bible. It's the entire chapter of John 17. In verses 1 through 5, Jesus prays about himself. In verses 6 through 19, Jesus prays for his disciples. And then in verses 20 through 26, Jesus prays for all believers. Now, did you ever stop to think about that? That Jesus prays for you? Now, I'm sure that you've heard people say to you, "I'll pray for you," or "I am praying for you." But to realize that Jesus is praying for you. Jesus is praying for his disciples here, yes. And yet he is also praying for you, for me, his disciples today. John 17, verse 9, and that verse is on the front of your bulletin this morning, where Jesus says, "I am praying for those whom you have given me." And yet, in a little bit later on, Jesus says, verses 20 and 21, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us." And Jesus is praying here for you and me and for unity, for the unity of the church. Through Jesus Christ, who gave himself up for us all, who became our supreme sacrifice through his death on the cross and his mighty resurrection from the dead. Through him, we are made one. The Bible says in Galatians 3, verse 28, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." The Bible says, Ephesians 2, "His purpose was to create in himself one new man." And that's exactly what Jesus has done. He has created in himself the one new man. He has brought unity where there was discord. There was discord between God and man, not because of anything that God did, but because of our own sin, our own disobedience. And yet now we have been brought near through the blood of Christ, and there is peace. Peace with God, says the Bible in Romans 5. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Unity. And this entails not only a vertical unity of God with man through Jesus Christ the Savior, but also a horizontal unity to be at one with one another as the body of Christ. And perhaps some of you here this morning, you're not at one. You're not at one with your fellow believer because there's been a disagreement. You're not on the same page. And as a result, you have some pent-up frustrations in your heart. Perhaps you're harboring ill feelings or anger or even hatred towards a fellow member, or they are towards you. You need to pray for healing in that relationship, and to be at peace with your brother or sister. And you might well need to go to your brother or sister to resolve the issue. You might think, "Well, they need to come to me." Take the higher road and go to them. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "If you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." And again, Jesus says, Matthew 18, "If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. And if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. I tell you the truth," says Jesus, Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The Apostle Paul, in his closing statements to the Christians in Corinth, Greece, says, "Aim for perfection. Be of one mind. Live in peace." In Romans 12, Paul writes, "Live in harmony with one another." And in another place in that chapter, Paul says, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. And if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with one another." In 1 Thessalonians, Paul says, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, "Live in peace with one another." The author of the book of Hebrews says, Hebrews 12, verse 14, "Make every effort to live in peace with all men." I am praying for those whom you have given me. That statement also includes you and me, his disciples today. The Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 4, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love, and make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all and through all and in all." Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we give thanks to you that you have restored us, that we have been reunited with you through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to see him as our supreme sacrifice, who died, rose, ascended, and has gone to prepare a place for us in heaven. We pray, unite us as your body, the church, so that by your grace, we may finish the work that you have called us to do. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now we lift our eyes to heaven, see the one upon the throne, Jesus Christ, our high priest reigning, seated at the Father's side.
No more shadows, no more copies, all the promises fulfilled. In the sanctuary eternal, he completes the Father's will.
Every priest of old would offer sacrifice again and again, but the Lamb once slain is risen. His perfect work will never end. Jesus, the high priest, greater than the priest before. Jesus, our covenant, written on our hearts forevermore. Standing in the holy place, mercy flowing from his throne. He is the better promise, now we're his, and his alone. In the temple made by human hands, the old priests took their stand, serving in a fading covenant, bound by laws they could not withstand.
But Christ ministers a better way, covenant new and true, where God forgives our sins forever and makes our hearts brand new.
What was fading now is finished. What was broken, he restores. Through the priest who lives forever, hope is open wide once more. Jesus, the high priest, greater than the priest before. Jesus, our covenant, written on our hearts forevermore. Standing in the holy place, mercy flowing from his throne. He is the better promise, now we're his, and his alone.
rituals repeated, no more veil to hide his light. He has made the way perfected, God and sinner now unite. Grace replacing condemnation, love replacing every fear. Through the priest of a new promise, God himself is drawing near. Jesus, the high priest, greater than the priest before. Jesus, our covenant, written on our hearts forevermore. Seated in the heavens now, interceding for his own. He is the better promise, king and priest upon the throne.
This may well be your last call to ever hear and respond to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't delay. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6:2.